Radio. Good morning, still. Not good afternoon yet. It's 11:13 a.m. And you're listening to, you're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM here in Marion, Ohio. And you might be listening on our World Wide Web anywhere in the world. And we're doing Family Feud, and we already have a phone call. So I'm going to go back to the phone and see what this person has to say. Hang on. Hi, you're on the air.
And what about raging hormones?
We're talking. The question is, fill in the blank. Raging what? Raging
hormones.
Raging hormones is number four. Atta girl, number four. Three people agreed with you.
Okay, thank you.
I bet they were all women. I'm sorry. That's terrible to say.
Mothers of teenagers.
That's true. Absolutely. All right. Thanks a lot. That's right. Raging hormones. All right. Yeah, that would have been one of my first ones that I would have thought of. And I did have some teenage kids for a while. Now I have teenage grandkids, and they're just raging, period. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Mad.
What was that?
Mad.
Raging mad?
M-A-D, mad.
No. Good.
No?
Great answer. Great. But they were, apparently, the question wasn't asked in a manner that would go that way. But raging mad should be on there, but it's not. I'm sorry.
All
right, good try. Keep calling. Bye-bye. All right, raging mad. It seems like that should be on there, doesn't it? But it's not. This is more of an item, all right? All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Raging Bull.
Raging, I thought that would come up first. Raging Bull was a movie about LaMotta. Was that the name of the fighter?
Yeah.
And that's number one. It had 74. It has three quarters of the people that were surveyed. That was their very first thought. So, very good. Attaboy. Bye-bye.
Well, when it's 74, now it's 75, because I agreed with it.
Absolutely, it is 75. You're right. Attaboy. All right. 75. Let's adjust that to 75. Hey, Parade Magazine, we added another guy, okay? All right. All these are taken from Parade Magazine, so that's where we get them. Just blame them. Don't blame me. All right, we're going back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm going to say anger. I don't know if that'd be same as mad or not.
Yeah, that's kind of the same as mad, and I agree with you. Either one of those could have been on here, but they were going a different direction. But thanks a lot for the try.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, raging anger, raging, yeah, mad. Those are both very good answers, but they were thinking a different direction, I guess. So we'll continue on. We got three more answers. Let's see what this person says. Hi, you're on the air.
How about storms?
Raging storms. Oh, that definitely should have been. That should have been on here, but it's not on here. I'm sorry. Thanks a lot. That's a great answer, but it's not on here. Raging Storms should be there. Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah, she's right. That should be, definitely should be on there. I don't know why it isn't. Okay. Sometimes I get confused by these answers. Hi, you're on the air.
About Raging River.
Raging River, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 5 on the list, Raging River, had 3 people that agreed with you, but since 74 people thought it was bull, 3 is okay.
I figured the bull would be right. Now, on that house, it wouldn't be a condemned house, would it?
What was that again? Oh, the house.
Yeah, like a condemned house.
What type of house? Can you spell it for me? I couldn't.
You know, like it's condemned, you know.
Oh, condemned house, yeah. Yeah, my headphone is not real good that I'm using today. No, that's not on there, but we still have one left to go. I'm going to give that up pretty soon, but
right.
Thanks a lot. You got right. the answer on the other one, River.
Alrighty.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah. No, condemned house is a good one. You should not go in a condemned house. Absolutely not go in a condemned house. You might have it come down around your ears, right? All right, back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about war?
Raging war. Oh, that's a good answer. But it's not on here. But thanks a lot. That really is a good answer. And thanks a lot. We'll wait for your next call. Bye-bye. Yeah, the Raging War, maybe that was just too rough for people to put down. I probably wouldn't have said that myself, because I really would like to see us quit having raging wars. There are a number of them throughout our globe, aren't there? Okay, the question is, fill in the blank, raging what? Okay, raging blank. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 here in Marion, Ohio. You can go anywhere in the world and pick us up. If you go to our website and scroll down to the term Listen Online, click on that, and you can listen to us. I think the farthest away so far was Barcelona. I think that I had somebody call in from Barcelona. I think it's pronounced with a TH sound instead of C. Anyway, okay, let's see. We have 2 more answers there, and then I'm going to go to, and 1 more answer on name a house you never want to be in. Okay, I'm going to give this to you, and I'll tell you why, because I think it's a really stupid answer. I think many of the answers that we got were better than this one. The number 5, the number 5 answer on name a house you never want to be in, 7 people said small house. Well, what does that mean? Is my house small because it's 1,100 square feet? Or is somebody's house really small because it's 300 square feet? Or somebody thinks their house of 1,700 square feet? I don't know. I don't like small house. I'm crossing that off. We're done with that question. All right. Now, we're working on fill in the blank. Raging blank. The number 1 answer on that was raging bull. And that was logical. You knew that that was going to be in there. But I was surprised it was only the 3rd one that people got. That we have 2 more answers on that. And then I'm going to go over to another question that I found quite interesting. Let's see, where is it? Ooh, I've lost it. Where is it? Oh, me. Oh, here it is. Yeah, and this one's got a kind of a trick question, trick answers to it. So I'm going to ask that. After we get 1 more of the fill in the blank, raging blank, bull, raging fire, raging hormones, and raging river have all been answered. Oh, we got somebody on the phone. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about tempers?
Oh, raging tempers. That's a great answer. But it's not on, it's not one of them that's on here. I'm sorry about
Thank
that.
You.
All righty. Bye-bye. Yeah, no, that's a great answer, raging tempers. You know, we've had a lot of great answers this morning that I had to say no to just because Parade Magazine didn't get it right. But that one about the small house, that's just nuts. Okay, we got two more answers to fill in the blank. Raging blank. And we've had Raging Bull was the number one answer with 74 people that said Raging Bull. Well, that was a movie about Jake LaMotta, I believe. And he was kind of a Raging Bull. He was a boxer back in probably in my early days, very early days. And had some real problems with anger management. All right, and then we're going to go to, I have another question that has kind of a trick answer to it. I say it's trick, but it's not really trick. It's one that I don't think a lot of people will get. We're going to go to that next, but I really like to get one of the final two answers to fill in the blank, raging blank. Raging Bull, Raging Fire, Raging Hormones, Raging River. And then we have two others. All right? Did I tell somebody they were wrong when they said Raging Hormones? I know that we had somebody answer it and I marked it off, but I hope maybe we got a second person that said the same thing. I don't know. Anyway, you know, when you get my age, you kind of forget stuff. I do worry about that. Not a lot, but I do worry about it. I'm getting a little long in tooth, as they say. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I had you called earlier, but let me take another stab at one of them. Raging Cajun.
Raging Cajun. Are you a Raging Cajun? Isn't that...
I went to the restaurant.
Okay, well, that counts. Aren't Raging Cajuns from Louisiana...
They're a football team, ain't they?
Louisiana State or something like that.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah. Well, that's not on here, but I love that term, Raging Cajun.
Yeah, but that restaurant's a good restaurant.
Is it? I haven't been to it.
You ain't been there?
No, huh? Where is it?
Oh, my God, you ought to try it.
Where is it? In Delaware?
There's one in Columbus.
Oh, okay.
If you ever get traveling down there, just go to a Raging Cajun.
Do you need to take your heartburn medicine?
No. They got chicken strips. And,
cool.
They sell mostly chicken strips, fries, and, you know.
Sounds good. I'll try it if I'm down there. I've got a son that lives down that way. All right. That's not the answer, but thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we learn on this show, not this specific show, but Scott and I learn a lot of stuff about good restaurants around the area. All right, back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Let's try finances.
Raging finances. I wish I had some raging finances. I wish they were raging strongly, but they aren't. But no, that's not on here, but do you have a lot of raging finances yourself?
Well, not really, but for that little house, the small house, I think they're meaning those little houses that people, when they retire, they're like these little... Amish barns, they're going to those little small houses, like a room or two, and most people would not want to live in those.
I think it'd be
kind of neat too.
Yeah, so. My wife and I have looked at that, and we think it'd be kind of neat. You could fix them up pretty nice.
Well, you would believe it, on my Fire Stick, they take school buses, they take even these things, U-Hauls, and put plumb bathrooms. I mean, I can click on, and they make them. You wouldn't even know you were in one of those, you know. And they're neat.
One of the big things that they make them out of is those things that go in the back of trucks. What are those things called?
The trailers. Yeah, the semi things.
Yeah, the semi things. Yeah, they make them out of.
Yeah, and they even take. Not like you see those dumpsters, but things like that. They can take metal things like that. And I forget them. Gary Sinise, is that his, that helps the veterans? I think he's building in California a bunch of those little small houses.
Yep.
It's just like a bed and stuff.
Yeah.
And another person. And that's neat for the homeless because a lot of those are veterans, and they don't have metal places anymore.
Yeah.
And these people need the help. And when you see California, I mean,
you cannot walk down the street and stuff. It's ridiculous. You would think you were in another country. So,
My son lives in Ojai, California, and they don't have anything like that. But it kind of depends. The bigger cities, you know, there is a lot of homelessness out there, yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. You can't, people, they can't even go in people's, what do you call it, their stores, because they, the bathroom right there on the street.
Yeah.
And the people, they can't, I mean, it's a mess, and nobody straightens it out, but I'll get off here and let them try.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
That wasn't the answer, but thanks a lot. Yeah, I thought small house might mean that, but it was so vague that I just hated that answer. Okay, we've got two more. Okay, I'm going to open up the next question. This might get your little gray matter working a little bit, as Hercule Poirot, whatever his first name is, Poirot. My wife and I watched that. He's a detective on Brit television. Poirot. Anyway, he says he gets his little gray matter working. Let's get our gray matter working on a new question. This one does have one answer that I think might stump you a little. Name something a person might keep in a cellar. Now, name something a person might keep in a cellar. Our phone number, by the way, 740-383-9944. Name something a person might keep in a cellar. And we still have two answers left on fill in the blank. Raging blank. Okay? All right. We're having a good time this morning. Lots of phone calls. I love lots of phone calls. And lots of different people. That makes it even more fun. All right, let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Your canned food.
Canned food. Let me see. I just changed the page, so I can't see it.
Can.
There we go.
What you can, people.
Canned goods, absolutely. Number two answer on the list. Canned goods, canned food. 23 people said that that was important. That was something that they might keep in the cellar. I do not do that, but a lot of people do. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Atta girl.
Uh-huh.
All right. Bye bye. Yeah, canned food. That's logical. Yeah. Now, if you're as old as I am, you remember maybe you kept canned food in your air raid shelter. Yeah, that was kind of scary. Your atom bomb shelter. All right, back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about tools? Like shovels?
Absolutely. Rakes. Tools is 1, 2, 3, 4. Tools is the fourth answer out of 6. But only 3 people said tools. I thought everybody kept tools in the basement, but that...
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Attaboy. Attaboy. Tools. Tools is... I have lots of tools in my basement. I would have thought of that fairly early. But it was the fourth answer. Now, my son would have thought of the number one answer first. But okay, let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Potatoes. Vegetables.
Let's see. You know, that's a great place to keep your potatoes so that they don't go bad. No, I'm afraid it's not on here. I think that's a good answer. Maybe they thought, you know, it says canned. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, good answer, though. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, if you're a gardener, there are certain things you will definitely, like I keep my herbs hung up in my basement. I never use them, but I keep them hung up in the basement. I always keep my carrots and potatoes in the basement so that they don't go bad. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about furniture?
Furniture. No, I also have a lot of furniture in my basement, but it's not on here. I'm sorry.
Yep.
We'll give you an attaboy later on, all right? Bye-bye. Yeah, no, I have furniture. I have potatoes. I have, you know what I have in my basement? I have a garden in my basement. I grow lettuce and chard and... spinach. I grow all sorts of things in my basement. All right, back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about wine? They have wine cellars.
You got it. That's the number one answer. 54 people said wine. Now, I'm not rich enough to have a wine cellar, but, you know, I do have wine in my basement because my youngest son is a vintner. He makes wine, and so every Christmas he sends me some wine, so we have some there now. It will be gone, though, pretty soon. Wine, number one answer. Atta girl.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Atta girl. She got that one, the number one answer. That I thought that would be easy. The next three are a little bit more difficult. Let's go back to the phone and see who's there. Hi, you're on the air.
I like bicycles.
Bicycle. Everybody keeps bicycles in the basement, except for the people that read Parade magazine. It's not on there. Sorry. Keep trying, though, all right? Bye-bye. Yeah, everybody keeps bicycles in the basement. Well, either in the basement or in your garage, if you have a garage. All right, let's go, because they rust if you don't, right? Back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Your furnace?
The what?
The furnace.
Absolutely. Furnace is the one, two, three, four, five, fifth answer. Only two people said the furnace. Where else would you keep your furnace?
Right.
But furnace is on the list. Attaboy. Good job. Bye-bye. Yeah, furnace. Yeah, I would have had that up a little higher. The one that's number three is one that I'm not sure you'll ever get. But all right, we're still trying to find out something that fills in the blank, raging blank. And we've had bull, raging fire, raging hormones, raging river. And we have one, two other answers on that. And then this question, name something a person might keep in the cellar. And we've had wine, which was the number one answer. Oh, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
I thought you said just sell the cellar. Do you mean the basement too, or...
Let's see, how is it worded?
I thought you read the cellar. What do you
mean? It does say the cellar. I'm not sure that there's a huge difference, but yes, it does say name something.
I'll just say the washer and dryer.
Of course, but that's not on this list. I think the people that read Parade magazine are dunces. All right.
Okay.
Thanks anyway. Bye-bye. Yeah, of course you keep your washer and dryer down there. Yeah, I do. We do. My family. Every answer that's been given to this, my family keeps in the basement, but we haven't gotten all the answers yet. Hang on. Hi, you're on the air.
I don't do this, but how about dead bodies?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't think anybody would get that answer, but you got the number three answer.
Well,
dead bodies.
I got to thinking, and I'm watching ID channel all the time, and I'm like, well, some of them killers have dead bodies in a cellar, so, you know.
I can't believe you got that. I didn't think anybody would get that. Dead bodies is number
that's
three.
Weird. That's weird, though, that they'd have that on there, right?
It is weird. That's the number three answer. Attaboy, attaboy, attaboy. All right. Thanks for calling in. Can you believe that? Dead bodies. Okay, we only have one more answer. And I would have put this answer way above dead bodies. But it might have something to do with the dead bodies. Hang on. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
I'll try freezer.
Freezer. Everybody has their freezer in the basement, too, but the people that read Parade magazine. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's, yeah. Like I said, everything that people have said is in the basement. I have in my basement. But Parade magazine people are probably a lot richer than I am. Okay. Hey, I'm going to have to find another question here so that we can keep this going. Let's see. What time is it? It's 11:36. So we got time for one more, don't we? Sure we do. I can't do that one. It's too easy. Here's one. Yeah, this might be kind of interesting. Okay, we've got one more answer to get for name something a person might keep in the cellar. And this one, that I don't know why it's on there. But then we have two more answers for fill in the blank. Raging blank. And the number one answer to that was Raging Bull. But there are two more answers to it. Okay, this one, I wonder if it's a good one that I should do. that one's too easy. All right, this one's pretty easy. We should be able to get... Oh, we got a phone call. I'm sorry. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
I'm going to say toys.
Toys. Toys should be in there, but it is not. We're going to have to keep thinking. Keep thinking. That's not there. Yeah, like I said before, we have toys in our basement, of course. Okay, back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Water heater.
What did you say?
Water heater.
Oh, water heater, of course. And again, I have a water heater in my basement, but the people at Parade Magazine must be filthy rich and have those automatic water warmers upstairs.
Yeah.
Good try, though. Sorry. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's got... Oh, there are so many good answers to that. I cannot believe the one that's still left... should have been way below water heater. Okay. All right. This question. All right. Name an activity that requires using your lips. Now, if you don't get the first one on this one, you're fired. All right. Name an activity that requires using your lips. Okay, you're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM. And the phone number here is 740-383-9944. I can hear all you crowds out there listening to the phone saying, what do you think about this answer? What do you think? No, no. Keep coming. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm going to say kissing.
Absolutely. If kissing wasn't the first one on there, I wouldn't have asked that question. Kissing is number one. Atta girl, 56 people of the 100 people told said kissing was number one. That's a very good answer. All right. Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Kissing, of course, was going to be on there. I almost didn't ask that question because that was too obvious. And quite frankly, the next two are very obvious. The next three are very obvious. The last two are a little bit less obvious, okay? Well, one of them is just stupid. I'm sorry. It is. All right, back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about blowing a horn?
Blowing the horn. Let's see if that's on here. Playing a horn. Excellent. That is the number six answer on the question. Four other people that read Parade Magazine agree with you. Atta girl. Excellent. Thanks for calling. Yeah, she hit it right there. It says playing a flute or a horn. So I'm giving her it on the horn, right? My wife is a flute player. She's very good at it, too. All right. You're on the air. Hi.
How about humming?
Humming. You know what? That's a good answer that's not on here. Humming is not on here. There are some related things, but not humming. thanks for calling in. That's not fair. There are one, two things that are related to that, but you can't give it. For relations. Okay, back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Drinking with a straw.
Drinking with a straw. No, that's not on here. Do you still drink? I don't drink with a straw. My wife still does. I drink straight out of it.
Nope.
Yeah. All right. Well, good try, but we didn't get it. All right. Bye-bye. me. Yeah, drinking with a straw. You have to use your lips. I don't think you could stick it in your ear, right? Or I suppose there probably some idiot has put a straw up their nose and done that, but don't do it. Please don't do it. All right. Here we go. Back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
I'll say to smile.
Smile. What a great answer, but it's wrong.
No,
that is a great answer. All right. Well, thanks for the try. Bye-bye. Yeah, you can't smile. Well, somebody, I remember hearing somewhere you'll use like 35 muscles to smile. That's and far less to frown. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
I didn't think I'd get through. I'm going to say to eat. If they weren't there, you couldn't eat. I don't know.
Well, of course you have to use your lips to eat, but it's not on here either. Okay.
Okay.
So, good try. Bye-bye. Yeah, you do have to. Well, I suppose you could use a straw to eat. I don't know. Back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about talking?
Talking is number two. Excellent. Atta girl, number two. 23 people agree with you. Number two, talking. Yep. Atta girl. Excellent. Excellent. All right. Having a good time this morning. I hope you're having a good time. I've got a pretty easy day ahead of me. I'm looking forward to that. We're going to have a board meeting here at the radio station. We're going to talk about all you crazy people that call in and how we can make it better. We want to make it better. You can give us a call and tell us how to make the radio station better. One of the things I'd like to do is pay me something. That's not going to happen. I enjoy doing it for nothing. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Now, what is the question?
What was the question? Name an activity that requires using your lips.
What about whistling?
Whistle, number three, excellent. That's seven people agree with you. Atta girl, you got it right on there. All right,
okay.
Whistling.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye bye.
You too. Bye bye.
Whistling, of course. You can't whistle without your lips, right? I'm not a good whistler. Are you a good whistler? I hope you are better than I am. I'm absolutely terrible. I used to be able to whistle better than I can whistle now. I don't know what happened. It went away. I guess when you get a little heavier, maybe your face gets a little heavier and it makes it harder to whistle. I don't know. I'm always in awe of those people you used to see on Ed Sullivan who could whistle Flight of the Bumblebee. Isn't that one? That crazy. I can't whistle Mary Had a Little Lamb very easily. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about blowing bubbles?
Blowing bubbles. That's a great one. It's not on here, but that is a good one. Because isn't that fun as a kid to blow bubbles? I used to love doing it. And then I won't tell you the truth, but I like doing it now. All right. Good try. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know those giant bubble things that you can blow the bubbles get, you know, a yard across. I love doing those things. But I always say I'm doing it for the grandkids, but I'm really doing it for the grandpa. Hi, you're on the air.
Did anybody say kissing?
Ooh, kissing was the number one answer, and yes, that was given right off the bat. That's
okay.
The best part of lips, right? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't hear it then.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Yeah, kissing has got to be number one on that. I like kissing. I'm not a huge kisser. I kiss most of my family on the cheek. I kiss my wife on the mouth. My dog kisses me on the mouth. That's kind of, it's not really a kiss. It's more a tongue stuck in your mouth. Kind of embarrassing and kind of scary. You know where that tongue has been. but anyway, that's another story for probably a less highly qualified audience. You know, we need to talk more. I'm not sure what the word is I'm looking for, but I gotta quit talking so bad. My daughter told me as I was leaving North Carolina, she was telling her four children that Grandpa has no filter. I know what that means. Do you know what that means? Grandpa has no filter. I will say pretty much what I think. I'm not one of those people that tells you like it is. I'm never quite sure how it is. I just tell you what I think. And you can determine whether I'm telling you the truth or not, right? All right, name the activity that requires using your lips. Now, we've got two answers left to go on that. We have two answers to go left on fill in the blank, raging what? Raging blank. That's it. And then, I have one answer left for name something a person might keep in a cellar. Now, we had wine, canned goods. Well, I got a phone call. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm going to say singing.
Singing. You know, I would have thought that was... I can't find it. I've lost my page. Where is it? Hold on. You got to hang on with me here. Singing! Number four! Yes! You got Atta Girl. Number four on the Parade magazine. Only had four respondents that said that, but singing, of course, you have to use your lips.
Okay,
Atta Girl. Bye-bye. Singing. Okay, we're down to only one thing, and it's kind of a stupid thing. It's kind of like that small house thing. So I might give that to you. I don't know. We're running out of time, so I'm going to make you work on this one. Name an activity that requires using your lips. All right, and then fill in the blank. Raging what? Raging blank. Raging bull was the number one answer. That gives you a little hint of where they're going. Raging fire, raging hormones, raging river. Okay, it's kind of interesting. The number six answer, I would have thought was exactly the same thing as the number five answer, but okay, that's a strong hint. Okay, and then I have name something a person might keep in a cellar. The one that knocked my socks off was dead bodies. All right, back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about road rage?
Road rage. That's a great answer, but that's not one of them. See, it has to be raging blank, so that would be raging road, and that doesn't work.
All right, thank you.
Good try. Yep, bye-bye. Yeah, road rage is a good answer, but we got it backwards. It's supposed to end in raging blank, so that doesn't quite fit, okay? All right, we're going to go into... a swap shop, and as you know, during the winter, we don't get a whole lot of calls on swap shop, but you're more than welcome to call in and sell an item that you're trying to get rid of, like your ice skates or snow skis. Okay, I'm giving you winter stuff. You might have a four-wheeler. No, I can't sell a four-wheeler because you have to have, it's required. We can't sell something that you're required to have a registration on. But you could have your roller skates, you could sell inline skates, you could sell hockey sticks, anything like that. And you'll have to call the same number that I'm giving you, 740-383-9944, and we'll try and get rid of it for you. Or you can even mail them in if you want to do that. You can mail in, events. Or even items that you want to sell. Mail them to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. I'll give you that again. Mail anything like that, an event announcement or even an item you're trying to sell or an item you're looking for. You can mail it in to... WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio. And I have a couple of announcements that we have here that have been sent in to us. We're going to talk about some trivia about, Martin Luther King Day is Monday. And so we're going to talk about some things people don't know about Martin Luther King. Items. I was shocked when I read the first couple of them, things that I didn't know, so maybe that'll help you out. All right. We still have, we need to find out something somebody might keep in the cellar. And there's one item left, and it's kind of, as my mother would say, kind of jerky. My mother used that as a term, as opposed to saying it's stupid, she'd say it's kind of jerky. I don't know if anybody else's mother says things like that. My mother was from the Boston area, so she had some weird things that she would say. She called khaki pants cockies. Mom, you can't drive your car with your pants. But, okay, another question that we still haven't answered. Name an activity that requires using your lips. And this is kind of a stupid one, too. Kissing, talking, whistling, singing, playing a horn or a flute. Those are the first five. The number six answer we have not gotten yet. Fill in the blank is another one that has a couple answers left. Raging blank. And the number one obvious question answer to that one was Raging Bull. But we have two more answers to that. If you'd like to get in on the fun, we've had a good time today. We've had lots of phone calls, lots of different people. That's what we're aiming for. We're trying to give you something to do to get through the morning and go get your lunch. Well, you might, yeah, go get your lunch. And bring it back to the radio, and we'll do a swap shop. Right after we have probably about a 15-minute break, which will be coming up here in 7 minutes. And we still got three more answers we got to get to. I hope you had an excellent week. It's been kind of a tough week for the Kobles. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
For the raging, I'm going to say crying.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Crime, like raging. The crime is out of control.
Raging crime. Yeah, raging crime. Yeah, that's kind of a good answer. A bad answer, but a good answer.
It's not there.
It's not here, but let's hope okay. We don't have that. But thanks for the call. We'll try again. All right, bye bye. Raging has got people stumped, doesn't it? Now let me tell you what the other four answers were, and maybe that'll give you a hint. Raging bull, raging fire, raging hormones, raging river. Okay, and there are two more answers, and both of them are related to the last one, the raging river. So maybe that'll give you a heavy hint, okay? matter of fact, I'm guessing that they probably... The people that said one meant the other. Okay. Well, I hope that your weekend is going to be great. Mine will be good because I don't have anything to do. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the phone.
What was the last one you said they were related to?
Oh, you're cheating. River. They're related to river.
Oh, I had raging thoughts.
Raging thoughts.
I would say raging like hurricanes.
Okay, that's a raging wind. That's a good one, but wrong. But it's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Bye bye. She tried. She tried really hard on that. Tried to work it out on me there. Oh, I love this show. I really do enjoy doing Family Feud. I won't do it every week. I won't even do it every month. But every once in a while, it's kind of fun. All right? All right, back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about Raging Water?
Raging Water. Yeah, absolutely. That's the number two answer. I was a little surprised that that was the number two answer. And yes, it's pretty related to river, isn't it? Yeah, attagirl, you got it.
You had to have water to have a river.
You got to, absolutely. And then the bottom answer on this is also related to that. So that gives you a pretty good hint. All right, thanks for calling. Attagirl. Oh, boy. I knew when I told them that it was related to that river thing that they would get at least one of the two. Okay, and oh, here comes another phone call. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Let's try waves.
What was that?
Raging waves, like the
the surfers is raging.
Oh, waves. Yeah. That's a good answer. That's not here, but that's a good answer. Sorry. Bye-bye. Yeah, that was a good answer. We've had so many good answers this morning. I feel bad telling people that they didn't get it when they have such great answers. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
About flood.
Raging flood. That's a perfect answer, but wrong. Okay. Sorry. Bye-bye. Oh, raging flood would be absolutely true. Maybe people were thinking raging water was the same thing as a raging flood, so that's what they said. All right, let's get back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Raging rapids.
You got it. You closed that one out for us. Thank you so much. Raging rapids. Atta girl. Three other people agreed with you. Why they had raging rapids, raging river, and raging water all in the same answers. I think they could have combined those. But okay, atta girl. Thanks for calling. Bye bye. Yeah, we closed that one out. The question was, fill in the blank. Raging bull, raging water, raging fire, raging hormones, raging river, and raging rapids. A lot of raging water around here. That's all I got to say. Okay, we've got, let's see, how much? We only have 2.5 minutes, so I'm going to hold off on doing any other questions. We still have name an activity that requires using your lips. There's only one left on that. And name something that a person keeps in a cellar. And I was really shocked to hear somebody get the answer, dead bodies. That was number 3 answer on this list. Dead bodies. Who keeps, well, I don't want to know who keeps dead bodies in their basement. Now, maybe... maybe James Anderson, our Marion County naturalist, keeps, you know, a dead pelt, you know, like a squirrel or a skunk or something like that in his basement, but not dead bodies. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, for the lip activities.
Yeah.
Did anyone say play a musical instrument?
Yeah, we got that already. I'm sorry.
Okay, I just tuned in, so sorry.
Oh, you're a late comer, but it's a great answer. I'm going to give you an atta girl because that was one of them.
Oh,
atta girl.
And
anytime. Bye bye. All right. Yeah, she caught it. Got it right. And she's one of our favorite callers. And she got it right, but we had already gotten that. So we had to give her an atta girl. She just tuned in late. She was out driving around or something. All right. We're down to, let's see. Oh, I got one last phone call I'll take here. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm going to say the sump pump for the basement or cellar.
I wish I had a sump pump in the basement. Yeah, mine, I do not. We have a pump, but it's not a sump pump. But that's incorrect, but I'm going to give you the answer here because we're at the end of our day. The answer...
Okay, is it more like for the cellar or more for the basement?
Well, I'm not quite sure what the difference between a cellar and a basement is.
Well, the cellar, it's cold and you...
Okay.
and
a basement might
be
heated.
There.
Yeah, I got you. Well, I don't keep my dead bodies there, and I also don't keep my guns there. That was the answer. Guns. But thanks a lot for calling, and I got to get out of here. Have a good day. All right. Guns was the answer to that one, and... what do you use your lips for? Well, this is kind of stupid. Licking your lips. All right, let's get back. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you after the break. Well, maybe we'll talk to you after the break. I'm not quite sure what I did wrong. Hang with me.